Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
John Christink joins us. He's a registered psychotherapist with Bayridge Counseling Centers. Today, how to talk with your teens when they're struggling. And I'm actually the dad of two teenage boys, so I'm very interested in this topic. John, tell me, like, teenagers have so many different ways that they struggle. There's so much challenge for them, especially in today's world. How do we open up that conversation with them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you acknowledging that, Jeremy. Sometimes we don't give, at least my belief is, we don't really acknowledge or give credit to how difficult it is to be a teenager, especially, as you mentioned, nowadays. It is tough. They are dealing with new problems that have never been experienced across the planet and throughout history. And so it is tough. And one of the things I think that makes it all the tougher for teens is that one of the benefits or advantages of being an adult is simply life experience. And so by default, teenagers don't have that. And therefore, they're at a disadvantage. We might not even realize it at times, but what informs our decision-making is life experience. Right? We're like, whoa, don't touch that again. That hurt, of course. Don't do this, right? And so to be a teenager is to not have that informed perspective that comes through life experience. So anyways, I appreciate you starting it out by just acknowledging that it's tough, and yeah, it really is tough.
And I think that's, right? I think that's a good point. When we think back to our teenager years, so many firsts happen, right? And mm-hmm. and how you deal with them or cope with them can be a challenge.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. The first of so many things happens, right? And then that informs how we go about our decisions throughout life, right? And so important to recognize that for sure. But then, you know, that question, how do we start conversation with our teens? How do we help them through various struggles that come up? And so while I think it's important to acknowledge that it's difficult, one thing that we can sometimes do, though, as well, I think, is just overcomplicate things. And sometimes I think we do that with the conversation with our teenagers, that we don't recognize that they're human, too, and many of the same communication skills that we have, perhaps, or if we don't have, we can certainly develop, that we have with mutual relationships, whether it's colleagues or intimate relationships in adulthood, those same communication skills very much apply, right? And so some of those skills are the importance of listening, obviously, seeking first to understand what our teenager might be going through rather than be quick to judge, right? Sure. And we might not even be trying to judge in a negative way, we'll say, but maybe we're just judging because it's tough to see our teenager struggling, and so we seek a solution. And we can't have a solution without some sort of judgment. So we're like, oh, it must be this. Okay, let's just do this. And it's like, well, hold on. If that judgment was made in error or we didn't really understand what was going on, that path that now we're looking to walk down in order to solve a problem, it's not going to be very effective. And so what does it look like to lean into maybe even our own discomfort as parents and really listen, be curious, try to understand so that we can inform our next steps together, whatever sure. they might be.
As I said, I have two teenage boys. One is more than willing to talk, mm-hmm. very approachable, but my oldest is certainly a very private person. Mm. Do you have some maybe do's or don'ts on how to open up a channel to communicate a little bit better with a teenager that maybe, you know, just doesn't ever seem to want to talk?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeremy. And I want to acknowledge, too, that's tough. That's challenging, right? Just maybe mm-hmm. maybe there's a personality difference. Who knows? There could be lots there, but personality difference where he's just a little bit more private, right? And so what I would encourage any parent that's struggling with that to do is certainly provide affirmations regularly. Affirmations and encouragement. Let your child or your teenager know that you're there for them, that they can open up. And maybe even, exactly as you shared, Jeremy, is acknowledge what you just stated, right? And what you've observed. So you may approach your son that's a little bit more private. And at a time where it seems like there's less distractions, the two of you are just together enjoying each other's company, perhaps. There's not too much going on, but maybe you can start a conversation about that and say, hey, you know, one of the differences between you and your brother is this. And that's okay. We're all different. But I just want you to know that I'm here for you and you can always come to us. I know you keep your cards a little bit closer to your chest and that can be good at times, but it can also leave us feeling pretty lonely and pretty isolated too. And I just want you to know I'm here for you and that's not going to change, right? So that's not prescriptive in this or formulaic, I should say, in that he's going to open up right away and, you know, yes. jump right in. But it's certainly, I think, a helpful tool in order just continue to acknowledge differences, but also establish safety in those moments.
So that they know that you're a place they can come to.
Exactly, exactly, right? We don't want that to be the barrier. Even if he's more private, that's okay, right? That's not a problem in and of itself. It would be a problem if he kept real struggles to himself and then felt afraid to share them with anyone, right? And so,
certainly.
While you can't necessarily, as dad, change that for him, what you can do is do your best to promote a really safe place and remind him of that regularly or consistently, right? That's just one thing, but I think it's something that it's almost a little bit of the long game, right? It's like, oh, okay, it's not like I can just, you know, get a crowbar in there and pry him open. Like, okay, that's not going to work. So what does it look like just to continue to live this out with him and show him that I am in fact here for him in those times of need?
I think that's great advice. This is John Christink. He's a registered psychotherapist with the Bay Ridge Counseling Centers. John, thanks so much for taking this time to talk with me.
Hey, happy to be here, Jeremy, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, we're all in this together. We are Human Strong.